Now, we're going to get some expert help on this subject right now. Joining me is Susan Semenu from an organization here in Vancouver called Divine Intervention. And we're going to pose that question to her. Can you have a relationship with someone if you don't like their musical taste? Let's see what Susan has to say. Hello, Susan. Are you there?
Hello, Tarek. Yes, I am.
Good. Nice. Thanks for taking a bit of time to talk to us today.
You're welcome.
So let's get a little bit of background here first on Divine Intervention. How does it work? Let's say I walked in, I wanted to meet somebody. Where do I go? Where do I start?
Well, we are a boutique matchmaking company. We take on a select clientele, and we look for our clients everywhere and anywhere, and we're not limited to a paying membership. So we work the phones, calling different people if you have a certain type of interest that's important to you, i.e. like music.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who may be in that space, we've got scouts. So we just feel we have to use everything and all resources at our disposal to find someone a serious relationship. Our clients are not looking for a date.
Right. Okay. So serious business here.
Yes.
So I would come in and I would, if music was important to me, I'd fill out a profile and I suppose I would make it clear that that was an important part of what I was looking for.
Yes. But my experience is also that men, you know, I always like to say this in a nice way. I mean, men go for a visual impact and then they look beneath the surface. I always say in a nice way, men aren't that complicated. And women are the ones who really slice and dice men up a bit like a resume and look for specific qualities. And for a musician, you know, presumably that is very important. But I have a potential client right now who is a well-known musician,
mm-hmm.
and she has not had a good track record dating musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's completely individual. I like to say that people are like snowflakes in terms of, you know, what's really important to them.
Yeah.
I have not come across yet, and I was laughing listening to your reports on the blog about music being a deal breaker. I think if you really like a person, there's always compromise. And there's ways to work around things and find solutions to issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. I mean, well, we have, as you mentioned, you've been reading the blog. We have a lot of strong, strong opinions here. Do you have a bit of advice for someone who seems to be probably even like myself, a bit stuck up in our musical tastes? We're rigid about it. How do we get over that?
Well, rigidity is not a good thing. And I was laughing with your producer. You know, he said our listeners and perhaps yourself are avid and rabid. So in a relationship, compromise is key if you want to make it work. I think openness is critical and essential.
Mm-hmm.
I think there has to be a respect and appreciation for your love of music. I think as a partner in a relationship, it's incumbent upon you to introduce your partner to your taste. And I always say to people, you know, your partner's not going to fulfill all of your requirements. That's why we have our friends. Never do the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, periodically you may be able to go to a certain concert with your partner. And if they don't have the same love and appreciation, as long as there's a respect for your music, then you go with your friends. And, you know, we have iPods. So if you like your type of music, plug in your iPod. I grew up in a household where my brother was blasting AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne, not my particular preference, and he got earphones. So, you know, come to an agreement in terms of, you know, the overlap was a key word in your blog that came up, something that you both like to listen to. Don't disparage, and in any relationship, I think if you're going to be closed, that's not going to be good for you. So it's important to be open to listening to a new type of music or to respecting what someone else likes. You're never going to share 100% of all interests with your partner. That's unrealistic.
Right.
If you're attracted to them, you can laugh, have a good time, you know, share your music occasionally and still bring in your friends that love what you do. It can work. But you need to open your brain, and judgment is not good.
It almost is like what you're saying is a bit of maturity and is involved in the whole thing a little
maturity
bit.
Maturity is a good word.
Well, wow, you've sold me on this. I'm coming to you. You've just solved my problem already. I mean, I realize I've got my hang-ups, but
you're convincing. It's just, you know, your preconceived ideas. And if you really want something, you're going to open up your head and invite the right type of person in. And I just think judgment is not good. And in my experience, you know, you're not dating someone 90% of the time based on their musical preferences. It's a great place to go on a date. But a relationship is so much more. If you choose to make it a deal breaker, it will be. But trust me, in any relationship over time, and I've been in one for a very long time with my partner for close to 19 years.
Wow.
You know, there's going to be, it's a lot of work.
Congratulations.
There's a lot of larger issues that come into play, and music is certainly not one of them.
Right. Do you guys like the same music?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, I changed the channel. He likes to listen to sports on the radio. I like, you know, bubblegum pop. My friend's like, oh, you're very AM all the time in terms of my taste. I like everything.
Yeah.
And he's more staid and conservative, and that's fine. You know, he can drive me crazy on a whole bunch of different things, but I respect his choices, and we laugh about it.
All right. These are great tips, great advice. Susan Semenu from Divine Intervention, thank you so much. That's very, very helpful. I'm sure you're helping lots of people on the blog as well today, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for doing that. That is Susan Semenu from Divine Intervention, a matchmaking company here in Vancouver. Maybe they could help you out if you're having issues with your music. As she said, rigidity might be a one to get over.